97.7 Dundalk FM Town Talk.
Joanne Lavelle, welcome back.
How are you? I'm here, but I'm not here.
It's kind of, yeah, you're on the phone. We're doing our social distancing or physical distancing, but we're still going to have a proper chat, and we haven't had one for quite a while, so there's a good bit to catch up on.
Absolutely. I've been going back to the table and creating a whole new list of things to talk to you about. Although now, of course, today, you know, an unexpected list of things to talk to you about.
Okay. But, you know, a challenge that you, like other businesses, are rising to at the moment, because people still and always will need somewhere to live.
They completely do. And here's the thing, you know, for example, in the lettings side of the business, we're really busy because, as you say, people still need to move house for one reason or another. And so, for example, today we're doing about 4 viewings on apartments today. I expect they'll all be gone by the end of the day. And, you know, we'll be accommodating getting people moved in there as quickly as they want to be, because everybody has different needs. For example, I have a couple who are working in the healthcare section, and they don't want to be coming home to their family, and they're going to rent this place. They're a couple and they're planning to later in the year move in together, so they're bringing that plan forward. And just things like that. So there's a whole range of reasons and needs that you wouldn't even imagine, and we're here to accommodate them.
Indeed. And we have seen, and there was a call for people to come back out and work for the HSE, and, you know, an unprecedented response to it. But I've even seen up on social media where people said, yeah, I'm coming back to, or I'm coming out of retirement and I've got to move out of my area and I need, you know, temporary accommodation. So I think we're going to see quite a lot more of that.
Yeah, we are. I have a landlord now who's just very happily agreed to rent his house for 3 months for exactly that reason, so that a healthcare worker who has somebody at home who would have, you know, compromised immune system, and they're worried about bringing, you know, COVID-19 home after work, so they're going to move into this other place for 3 months. Really good solution to people's concerns. It's not for everybody, and doesn't always work, but where it works is a great idea.
Okay, now obviously people want to see where they're moving into before they make a decision on whether or not they will. And you've introduced some protocols in keeping with that.
That's right. So, for example, today and the viewings that we're doing today, we have really strict protocols. It's social distancing outside the property. So there's a very clear queue with social distancing, the 2 meter distance between parties. We ask everybody to adhere to that, and we're not going to be polite about it. Okay. When you get to the property, it's only one person or one, for example, couple at a time into the property, with whichever of me or my clients is doing the viewing inside, and everybody else waits outside. You're asked to sanitize your hands. We have sanitizer before you go in and when you leave. We're wearing gloves as well. And really, it's not, you know, this is going to be a brief viewing. It's not going to be, you know, a half an hour long viewing. It's going to take about 5 or 10 minutes to do the viewing. And we can follow up with absolutely everything else on the telephone or online afterwards. We're here, we're set up to provide the leases to be signed electronically. We have banking for the funding. Everything can be done where outside of that room that needs to be done, we can do electronically or virtually.
Right. That's the rental market sales. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, who's going to be looking to buy a house at this stage? But there were a number of people who would have been right in the middle of, you know, closing on their house sale, etc., when all of this started. So I presume that still has to, you know, to some extent be followed through on.
Oh, absolutely. And those deals are usually still going to go ahead unless something, you know, something else occurs. But there's lots. I mean, I have lots of sales in the pipeline. The solicitors are working away for the vendors and the purchasers. And we're playing our usual very important role in the middle of that to help facilitate everything to keep moving along. So we're very much open. I mean, our door is locked and we're working virtually or remotely or whatever we need to do. But it's very important that the work that we've started be completed where it needs to be completed. So, yeah, though that work is still ongoing. And then for properties that are on the market, we're doing virtual viewings where we can. So this morning I was out at this beautiful apartment in the Saltings in Annagassan. I was pretty lucky actually being out there this morning. It was beautiful. And I'm going to put that virtual viewing up online later on so people can get a good look at a property virtually.
And this is something you've pioneered in the last few months, because even before any of the restrictions that came in with the current COVID-19 situation, you've been doing a lot of these virtual viewings of houses.
Oh, and people really love to get a little look at properties from the comfort of their own home before they decide to look at it. So now we're doing more of it. And we're really giving people a sense of it. And, you know, even if somebody's looking at a property virtually, if they're not in a position to come out and look at that property, we can still begin to engage with them and talk to them about it and answer their questions and, you know, help them to feel like they're getting the information that they need to even shortlist a property, so that when we are all able to be out and about again, that people are very focused on what they're looking for and come to look at it and make their decisions.
Now, Joanne, people are still looking for valuations. Maybe they're applying for switchers and stuff, and you're still getting instructions in that respect.
We're still getting instructions from the bank. Now, what happens today, I don't know if there's going to be more announcements today from the government about movement and so on, but we've been really busy up until now doing valuations for people. As you say, perhaps they want to switch their mortgage to get a better deal, or perhaps they've already gone sale agreed on a property and they need to get the mortgage for the valuation. They need to get the valuation for the mortgage. So we've been really, really busy doing these things. As I say, our door is closed, but our work is not done.
A lot of people are at home at the moment. Some people are working from home. Some people, unfortunately, weren't as lucky and have found themselves now temporarily unemployed, or hopefully it is temporarily. And, you know, they might have a bit of time on their hands, and it's an opportunity maybe to do all the things that you keep putting off, particularly in the winter months.
Oh, absolutely. But before that, let me mention as well that there are strict rules now. If somebody is paying rent and they've, you know, their job has been put on temporary hold and they're not able to pay their rent, get in touch with us. Let us know that that is your situation if we manage your property, because there are new guidelines from the government about dealing with that. So don't be afraid to pick up the phone or to email us and let us know about that, because, you know, we're here to help you, okay? But yeah, so if you're at home, whether you're working at home or whether you're minding the children or whether you're whatever you're doing, and we're all going to be spending so much more time at home now than we would ordinarily at this time of year. So, you know, it's a chance to look around and think about all those little jobs. Think about it. All the little jobs that you've been putting off because you're usually too busy. Now's your chance.
Some of the things you've suggested, and obviously some of it can be a bit boring. I mean, there will be repairs, and everybody's house has repairs that, you know, we put off and we put on the long finger. And I think a lot of people are now going to find themselves a dab hand at home improvements as well, because obviously we can't just ring somebody else to come in and do them.
No, we'll all be DIY and DIY experts again, which is great. Now, I know some of it is boring, but, you know, when I read about how to deal with exclusion and isolation, all the advice seems to be to try to be a bit industrious, have a bit of a routine and have things to do every day. So if the thought of, you know, dusting down your cupboards seems like hell to you, nonetheless, it's something that will occupy at least a half a day in an otherwise really boring, dull day. So, you know, get to it.
Yeah, put on the radio, put on a bit of music or something and just go for it. And of course, when all of that's done, then you can start to get a bit more creative.
Oh, absolutely. And I was thinking about all the things that we could do. Now, on social media, I don't know if other people have found this, everybody's talking about getting your pictures up on the walls. You know, all those pictures and photos that you've been meaning to put up on the walls, well, now's the time to get them up. And there's loads of advice online about creating your picture gallery, whether there's pictures and photos going up the staircase or whether they're in your living room or your favourite spot. It's a great idea now when you're at home during the daytime to look and see what you want to do with all of those pictures.
Now, the weather, you mentioned you were out by the seaside this morning, and it was such a lovely morning to be there. But we are seeing spring. It has definitely arrived at this stage, and it's an opportunity for us to get those windows open and let the air through the house.
I think that's really important, Marissa. You know, even if we're stuck inside, whether we're in a house or an apartment or wherever we are, open the windows and let a little bit of life in and let some fresh air in. Because, you know, if you're at home all the time and if, you know, it's understandable to maybe, you know, not be in great humor and great form with all that's going on. But if you find your house is building up on top of you, it's easy to feel a bit frayed and a little bit frustrated. So let the air in and try to use your space as well as you can, particularly if you have little ones in the house, because that's frustrating for everybody, but also with all the toys and everything. So do a little bit of a restructuring, reorganizing in your house. Create your inner Mario Kondo about how to use all of your storage.
And if you're lucky enough to have a garden, and we've seen all, you know, the use of the balconies in Italy have been put to, I mean, maybe we're going to start doing this ourselves, little performances or something in our gardens, but we want to get them in shape so that they're, you know, social media ready.
Well, absolutely. Well, can you imagine if you don't cut your grass during this time and you stay inside, you're going to have a little jungle outside by the time COVID-19 finally you know, goes away and we can all get back to normal. So yeah, keep on top of the garden if you can. Don't forget, if you have a petrol lawnmower, get out there and get a wee can of petrol so that you're not stuck. Trim your hedges, do a little bit of weeding. I'm always a bit cautious about planting too early in the year. I don't know, is it still too early? Have we still got some frost ahead? But you know, go out and do a big tidy up around. Also, the weather's so good, bit of garden furniture, paint your garden furniture to get another summer out of it. I know my summer furniture is looking a little bit wrecked, and I'll certainly be getting around to painting that in the next few days.
And as you said, Joanne, we're all going to be a dab hand anyway at this, you know, do-it-yourself stuff. So when we're finished fixing everything in the house, we can get out and the garden furniture that maybe you were going to discard because you said, oh, I'll go and buy some more. You suddenly realise, oh, do you know what? If I take a nail, or if I take a paintbrush or a bit of varnish or something to that, that's perfectly good.
I think so. And the other thing that I believe is that when we get back to normal, the charity stores will be really doing very well, because we'll have done a little bit of decluttering, a little bit of clearing out, and we'll have boxes and stacks of things that we don't need anymore, and they'll go to charity, which is a good thing, because then it'll raise funds for whatever charity your chosen charity shop is working with. So that's really important. Now, the other thing that everybody's really talking about now is, of course, virtual meetings. Okay, so Zoom seems to be the new Facebook, where you can, you know, have meetings with multiple people. I know that we did Zoom for my mother-in-law for Mother's Day on Sunday. And so if you're having these FaceTimes or Zoom times or whatever way you're communicating with people, don't forget that they're looking at your house. So create a little corner in your living room or in your kitchen or wherever it is where you're happy to be seen. They don't necessarily need to know that you're in your jammies, but if they're looking at your kitchen, whatever's behind you, create a little space, a little corner in your house where that's your virtual meeting space. And you can meet your friends, you can have your book clubs, do whatever you need to do. And, you know, it's a little bit of fun to spend time making that little corner nice.
I never thought we'd get to a stage where we'd be putting on makeup to make a phone call, but it's happening. It has happened.
There's the other thing. Everybody's busy looking at makeup tutorials. But here, what are we going to do without the hairdressers, more importantly?
Well, we'll get inventive. We'll definitely get inventive, and it's not going to be for long. And look, there'll be plenty of work. That's the other thing. When all of this is, you know, has passed, there'll be plenty of work for the hairdressers and the barbers and beauticians to deal with.
Absolutely. I don't know about you, I've already started to plan my street party for when we're all up and running again.
Oh well, I've said it from the outset. We are renowned for our parties down the valley, and it's going to be the mother and father of one. Believe me.
Very good.
Listen, Joanne, lovely to have a chat and lovely to have you back, and we'll be talking to you more regularly. But in the meantime, some really, really sound advice there from you. And as you said, you're still open for business, albeit in a different fashion. And most particularly, if somebody is concerned about they're paying their rent and they actually are renting from yourselves, get in touch and talk to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're down here at Michael Lavelle Estate Agents in Bridge Street. You can get us online and on all the social channels. Keep in touch. And folks, you know, be kind to your home and be kind to yourselves, because you're going to have to rely upon each other for the next couple of weeks. And I wish you all good health, and we'll speak soon.
Joanne Lavelle, stay safe.
Take care. Bye.
97.7 Dundalk FM. Town Talk.